Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
A Southside man who was seen in a widely circulated cell phone video being body slammed to the pavement by a CTA bus driver is telling his side of the story as his lawyers prepare to file a lawsuit. WBBM's Mike Krauser has the story.
43-year-old Lawrence Madden says it was about 2 a.m. and he was just trying to get home. The driver, he says, stopped to talk to another driver near 77th and Western, and they talked for 10 minutes.
He literally got upset because I was telling him that he was unprofessional and I'm trying to get to the house. He said, you'll get to the house when I get you there.
Madden says he got out of the back of the bus as the driver was coming after him, and he was punched and kicked. And as he was getting up, the second driver came up behind him, lifted him up, and body slammed him onto the pavement.
I'm going through pain. I can't sleep. I got headaches, depression, paranoia.
Ariel Williams is one of his lawyers.
Instead of the police rendering aid to Mr. Madden asked the police for medical attention. They left the scene.
Madden said officers asked him, "What did you do?" Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.